Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. Welcome to the Yehuda Project, the first day of the week. Brother Adonia, if you can hear me, please push 1. And we will get this show on the road. Shalom, Brother Uriah. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, Brother Adonia. How is it going today?
So far, so good. Shalom, sister. How are you?
Oh, I'll make it.
That's good.
You know.
I'm fine. Almighty's watching over me, man. I ain't starved today.
Hallelujah.
Say,
you ate today, huh? All you can do is one day at a time.
That's it.
All you can do is one day at a time. All praises be to the Most High, Yah. So what's going on in the world? Anything happened from today between your day and yesterday?
Actually, Sister Yang, I was nodding off all day, so I really didn't get the chance.
And them poor babies lost their life. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's the kind of stuff. It's just sad. It's just nothing else to say. Our heart goes out to their families. We extend our heartfelt condolences for your loss, you know, because that was a war we shouldn't have even been fighting in the first place, you know, and they thought they were doing what they were supposed to do in serving their country. And, you know, the kind of stuff like that happens is senseless.
I agree wholeheartedly. What I really think is it was a setup. They know that, you know, the America is good at starting wars, but they ain't good at bringing nobody back home, period. You know, they sent over thousands and thousands of planes. They bomb everybody and everything when they get ready to bring everybody out, one or two planes.
You know, what gets me is the thousands of dollars, the millions and trillions of dollars that's sent on sending equipment to them countries, and then when the war is over, they just leave them there, but then your gas and electric get cut off for $50.
Yep. You know, they don't have a, see, this was, and I say this all the time, this nation, this America was set up for our punishment. Nothing else, because we have to, let's take a look at it, man. You know, this is, you know, we on the other side of the 400 years of our punishment. You understand? What's going to, you know, America's going to be destroyed. You understand? It's not going to be no more America. It's going to be a wilderness of beasts going to be out. And the only people that saved out of it is the people of God's people, you know, all the Almighty's people. So this was a setup. That's what happened.
Yeah. You always say that. You always say that.
Yeah.
Always say that. I mean, really, real talk. I mean, you always say that.
For no other reason, man, was America's setup. You know, they came, they set this all up. We was chained, we were beaten, maimed, and murdered. And one thing that I'm not getting is that they say, oh, the America, you know, 240 some odd years, they've been in, you know, they've been here. But we was here from the beginning, you understand, since 1619. Till 2019.
Right.
And we ain't never got no let up on none of that stuff. All the other nations that come after us, they looked at all of their problems. They tried to solve most of their problems got solved. You understand? That came here and built this state, built this United States. You understand? We never had anything look at our problems. Nobody. Yeah. You know, they had a woman, I forget her name, you understand, Joy LeGru Lowry, you understand. She wrote a book called Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. We suffered from post-traumatic slave syndrome. We never had anybody, no counseling or anything. So when we are acting out, so to speak, you understand, it's because we suffered from all of the degradations of our past. You understand? It was a horrible thing to see one of our brothers sitting, get beat to death or hung or genitals cut off or those were horrible, horrible, horrible things that we never got no counseling for. You understand? So, you know, our situation is unique to the whole earth. You understand? And it only lets me know that the Almighty had done all of this, you understand, or not done it all, but he was instrumental in bringing them people down on us. And he said that. Hallelujah.
That is very true. Brother Uriah, I need your help with something. I'm trying to find that scripture because Malcolm and I were talking about this in the car today. That scripture that said that the Most High is going to bring us out of this land and none would be left. I don't know where that's. Brother Donnell, do you know where that scripture is? I know
I don't.
Read it.
No, I don't.
Where it is, because when I was talking to her today, you know, we were talking about, you know, how a lot of our brothers and sisters have engaged in relationships with people of the other nation, but the way that scripture reads, we know the safety and the exodus is for the children of Israel. That's what this whole second Exodus is for, is the children of Israel. And if he says none will be left behind or none will be left, you know, I wonder, it sounds so absolute, like, you know, I wonder if that means that he's going to separate some of our people from those relationships. You know, we were talking about that, and I was like, I don't know.
Well,
you know?
See, you know, here's the thing with me, Sister Yaina. You know, we worry about things that we have no control over, and the answers, you understand, only can come from the Almighty.
Right.
You understand? So we think about and we worry about those things, man, how are you going to do this, that, and the other. We got to let the Almighty handle this. Remember now, he didn't ask for our help.
That's true. Yep, that is so true. I just was wondering. I'm like, where is that scripture? As many times as I have. Huh?
You gonna worry yourself into?
I am gonna have to find it. You know, I'm gonna have to find it before this class is over with. You know. But yeah. And I know Brother Uriah looking for it. There we go. Area code 228. Shalom. How are you today? Did you find that scripture?
Yes, I did. Shalom, family. It's Ezekiel 39:28.
Woo, look at that. That's my, look at the nation of Yehuda. Go on, girl. Okay. Ezekiel 39:28. Let me get that up. All right. Now, yeah, that's it. There we go. Thank you. Let's go down here where it say. Okay, let's see what we got. 39:28. And I will set my glory. So the house of Israel. Okay, let's see. We're going to start down here at verse 21, Ezekiel 39:21, it says, "And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Most High, their Elohim, from that day and forward. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword, according to their uncleanness, and according to their transgressions, have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore, thus saith the Most High Elohim, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name, after that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwell safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. Then shall they know that I am the Most High, their Elohim, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more there. So that, thank you, sis, neither will I hide my face any more from them, For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Most High. Yeah. Yes, sir. So no, nobody going to be left. Everybody coming. Man, that's powerful. Man, you know what? Every black person that's been a part of, that they know their families were slaves, every black person that came in the transatlantic slave trade ought to be excited about this today. This ought to be roaming through our communities like nothing. It ought to be going through our communities like wildfire, that the Most High himself is going to deliver us from these. He was the reason why we came, and he going to be the reason why we leave. Oh, my goodness. Praise the mighty God. I'm going to have to put that in my phone to make sure I don't forget that no more. That is powerful. That is a powerful scripture. You know, people just ain't, they just ain't ready for that. They, you know, they tell us, gone, where are we going? Going where? We leaving here. I don't know when. I don't know how he going to do it. But he said it. We just read it. We just read it. We just read it. All praises be to the Most High Yah. We just read it. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is. What other nation can say that? How many nations can say that?
No other nation.
You know? Brother Donnie, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do.
Pray and ask the Almighty to pray that he chooses you.
Mm-hmm.
That you be among the, you be among the few that's going back to the kingdom of God.
Oh, we all going. He said ain't gonna be a few. It's gonna, we all going home. Everybody's going. That's Israel. And now when we get back there, I believe that's when he gonna make the cut. But we all leaving. And that's what we was talking about today. You know, we seen and thought it was going to be a remnant, but he said none of them will be left there. So that means we all leaving. Hold on, area code 5, Sister Couture, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hey, did y'all, speaking of what you were saying, did you hear about Russia signing a military pact to defend Saudi Arabia now?
No.
Yep. Now, you know, Saudi Arabia was always a U.S. Ally, and we sold all our equipment and everything to them. Now, I think Monday they signed in an agreement with Russia to defend them.
Uh-oh.
Yep, and you know, they was, and part of that OPEC deal was that Kissinger is the one that went over there and signed that agreement saying, and for America to protect them, they had to agree to only accept the American dollar. Russia got away from the American dollar. So if they're going to be allies, that means that Saudi is going to drop that American dollar.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you know they got all America's secrets now because America done sold them every plane we ever had.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. That's too much going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I mean, but it's all got to line up according to the script. Everything got to go back to the way it was. Everything has to go back to the way it was. It do.
Yep, they lining up. They lining up.
It's going right back to the way it was. And what a blessing.
So they just
that
told you, yep, they just told you that that dollar is getting ready to crash because they won't be accepting dollars to buy their oil anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh. That's going to change the game. Hey, man, listen, I know we on our way up out of here. I know when that happened,
mm-hmm.
we on our way up out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is critical. All praises. That is what the Most High.
So
all praises.
get your food together. Stop playing. Y'all, what y'all waiting on? The brothers and sisters, y'all said y'all got the ones who get public assistance. Y'all got a 25% increase on your EBT cards. Use that money. The food prices are going up. That 25% is barely going to make it, but it'll help. Get your stuff now.
I agree.
Yes, 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 yes. Everything, all the nations are lining up back to the way they were supposed to be in the beginning. So that, like Brother Donia said, it was meant for a purpose. It was a land that was given to us that we had to come to for our punishment. As a result of us being here, this became a world power. They became on the Most High, and it's the Most High doing. He moved this
Absolutely.
Country into a world power position, and they were able to rule as long as the 400 years was going on. But it seemed like once that day hit, all hell broke loose.
That is correct.
Downhill. It really do. It seemed like once that 400-year day hit, the clock started ticking like, oh, shoot, this ain't going to be too much longer. Woo!
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
You know?
That
man,
is absolutely correct.
All praises be to the Most High Yah. This is amazing stuff. I know we talk about it all the time, and everybody be like, well, y'all going to talk about anything else? Ain't nothing else to talk about. Anytime we have a whole nation of people that can tell the world that they Elohim is getting ready to deliver them, what else is it?
That is correct. What else is there?
Right.
What else can we talk about?
Right.
Shoot, ain't nothing out there I want to hear. Ain't no better news than y'all coming.
That is absolutely correct. You got to wait on him, man. Almighty, he said that. I think he said that in Yoel, the third chapter.
Yes.
You understand that? We just got to wait on the Almighty. You understand? He coming to get us. Ain't no doubt about it. We just got to be straight enough for him to come and get us, man. We can't be wishy-washy.
Absolutely. And like he said, ain't none going to be left. Ain't none going to be left. That means you can't stay if you want to. You coming. So whatever going to happen when we get over to where we going, that's where your end going to be. But you can't even, if he say ain't none going to be left there, nobody's staying. You can't stay. Shoo. That is critical. You know? Like he said in Jeremiah 23:7, he said, therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High, that they shall no more say, the Most High liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. He said, that was then. He said, that was then. He said, but the Most High liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whether I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. That means everything is getting ready to reset itself.
Hallelujah.
Everything is getting ready to reset itself. So it's no wonder that the Most High, that America is pulling out of Afghanistan. All of this is his doing.
Yep.
Woo-wee. This is amazing.
Absolutely.
This is amazing. And
say that again, Brother Donia. I said we got to understand that that he is our Elohim, our El. You understand? He is one that chose us to be his people, and he's not going to leave us behind. Once this 400 years was up, he's not going to turn and leave us in the middle of the road. You understand? You know. He's going to save his people out of this mess that's getting ready to occur. It's getting ready.
Yeah.
It's going to get real funky in a few minutes, boy.
good thing.
Listen
here. You know, the more we watch the news, the more we looking at prophecy fulfilling itself, the more you seeing this stuff happening. You just sitting back very quietly like, boy. Because you see everything is restructuring itself back to the way it was.
You know, it's so ironic. He said that right before your eyes.
That's what he said. That's exactly what
he said. And it could not have happened at a better time because we see this stuff unfold TV on our computer monitor. So that's right before our eyes that all of this stuff is transforming.
Yes, it is. It's crazy. It is crazy. Man, oh man, oh man, the power of Yah. And man think it's them. They think they doing this on their own. And it's happening so fast that the world leaders can't explain it. I ain't never seen Biden choke up so much and get confused with what he's saying. It's like, so what's the deal? And he, the Most High is moving the chess pieces around the board the way he wants it to be. And can't nobody change it.
That is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Man, if Russia take over and protect Afghanistan, that is going to be epic.
Well, that's supposed to be like that, man. The Medes and the Persians.
Yep. That is crucial, is Brother Donia. That is so true.
Russia's going to look out for the Persians. And matter of fact, I think somebody had told me, and I remember seeing a picture where Russia sits on top of Persia.
They are white-looking people.
They are. Check this out, y'all. Check it out. Here we go. Hold on.
Down in Kabul, as the Taliban declared the war over, a new battle, the fight for influence, got underway. China became the first major nation to flag support for the Taliban, saying it was ready for friendly relations.
阿富汗塔利班方面呢多次表示希望同中方发展良好关系。
They said China stepped up first and said, we got y'all, you ain't got to worry about it, we're going to make sure everything be all right.
所危害中国的事情我们对此表示欢迎。
The militants have already reassured China that they wouldn't host Uyghur militants from Xinjiang province that borders Afghanistan. Russia, meanwhile, says its diplomats are in contact with the Taliban to work out a permanent mechanism of ensuring safety for its embassy. The diplomatic charm offensives stand in sharp contrast to some Western powers scrambling to get their nationals out of Afghanistan. The United States sent 6,000 troops to the airport in Kabul to ensure the safe evacuation of its citizens. Amateur images show U.S. military aircraft trying to control crowds of Afghans on the runway. While Joe Biden watched on from Camp David, the U.S. government issued a joint statement along with more than 60 countries, calling for calm and the safe departure of foreign nationals and Afghans who want to leave.
The Afghan people deserve to live in safety, security and dignity. We in the international community stand ready to assist them.
France's ambassador has also left the country. The defense minister announced earlier that French citizens, as well as, quote, Afghans who had rendered service to the French armed forces, would be airlifted to safety. Tens of thousands of Afghans have left their homes to flee the violence. Some European countries are bracing for a possible refugee crisis.
Man, that's off the chain. So Russia and China have left their embassies open there. Their embassies are open. Wow. That's incredible. That is just one of those. Wow. Let me see if we can get this. Hold on one more time. We're going to get this one to
Rob, perhaps China now trying to fill a little of that political vacuum that clearly has been left by the West. What do you make of those Chinese comments we've been hearing today?
Yeah, it's more or less what you would expect. The Chinese have clearly seen this coming, not quite as precipitously as this, but they've seen it coming for quite some time. As we heard in that report, Taliban leaders met the Chinese foreign minister back in July. They've clearly been through the possibilities, knew the Americans are about to leave, and as they see it, it's an opportunity for deepening relations with Afghanistan and for expanding Chinese influence throughout the region, not just in Afghanistan, but in Central Asia as well, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan. They're present throughout. It's a great opportunity for them. They will hope to build on the great influence they already have in neighboring Pakistan. Obviously, they're going to be concerned about it as well. They'll be worried, as we heard in that report, that the ideology of the Taliban could spread from Afghanistan into China, into the Xinjiang region, where there have been long-standing reports that the Chinese have been brutally repressing the Uyghur minority for some years now. What they will not want is for the Uyghur minority to be invigorated by what's happening in Afghanistan, see it as an opportunity for them to start making life difficult for the Chinese authorities in Beijing. So, you know, the Chinese are wary on the one hand, but they see it as an opportunity on the other, which is why they're keeping the embassy open.
Now, Russia is also keeping its embassy in Kabul open. For the moment, do we know what Russia's priorities are now? Does it also see a potential opportunity in Afghanistan?
Well, it'll be looking for opportunities. Whether it sees one particularly clearly at the moment, I wonder. Remember that the Russians don't have a particularly comfortable relationship with the Taliban. They fought a war against the Mujahideen in the 1980s. They resented deeply the fact that the Taliban in the 1990s recognized the independence of Chechnya, which the Russians involved in a civil conflict with on two wars, the end of the 90s, beginning of the 2000s. They've not forgotten that. They've described the Taliban as a terrorist organization, but they're realists. And the Russians will be concerned primarily at the moment to make sure that the conflict doesn't spread from Afghanistan into the neighboring countries of Central Asia, which by and large are allies of Russia. So that's going to be its main concern, to stop the possible ideological spread of the Taliban's influence into Central Asia, and to stop too the possible spread of the drug trade from Afghanistan into Central Asia and from Central Asia into Russia.
All right, Rob Parson, thank you very much indeed.
All right, now, they say, so okay, Yaina, why is this such a big deal? Because now we're talking about Gog and Magog. That's what we're talking about now. And that's serious this
perhaps.
Is. We're talking about Gog and we're talking about Magog. And this is all a part of the scriptures. And they claim, some people say, now, the way it's looking is looking like that. Some people say that Gog is Russia and Magog is China. I don't know. That's how we've always read it. I could have it backwards, but they're supposed to be running neck and neck together in terms of putting an army together. And those are supposed to be the same people that's supposed to guard us when we go to the unwalled villages in Ezekiel chapter 38. So this is very serious. Wow. I mean, for real. Well, hold on. Lord, have mercy. That's just a lot going on. It's a lot. You know? Woo. And this is Bible prophecy. Let me see what it says. It says, Cush is described in present day as, okay, here we go. Now, we're going to put this on the record. Persia is referenced to modern-day Iran, which it is. Kush describes present-day Ethiopia and the black nations of Central Africa. Put and Libya are located in Northern Africa. Now, this is what they say. Gomer is the people who settled in Germany, and Togarma is Asia Minor in Turkey. I'll say, and basically, these nations are aligned with Russia in the latter days. Hold on, we're getting ready to get to the Arabians. Hold on, because I know I've seen it. Let me find it. Let me see, where we at? It talks about Afghanistan and the Arabs and all that. All of this plays a part in the last days and all of the nations realigning themselves so that the word comes, the word doesn't come back void. Oh boy, hold on. I'm trying to calm myself. Just let me see. Anybody have anything you want to say? I mean, you know. Hold on. As a result, let's see. It says, the army, the battle in the last days will be Russia, the Middle East, the Arabian African Coalition, and China together. They are supposed to be the battle that's going to take place in the Valley of Megiddo at the Battle of Armageddon. So all of these people are aligning themselves. This is what we watch in the aligning of these governments, because this is how this one world government is going to come into play. Man. Mm, I'm serious. It's like, wow. I mean, you know, we're going to have to. This is incredible. But anyway, I mean, you know, all we can do is watch, because, again, the way Ezekiel is read in 38, when we go back, we're going back to the valley of, to the village of the unwalled villages, and these are the same nations that are supposed to protect us. That's what the scripture says. And then they're going to turn against us. That is exactly what they're going to do. Let me go here, and I'm going to read it to you real quick. It says, and the word of the Most High came unto me, saying, this is Ezekiel 38, son of man, set thy face against Gog and the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Most High Elohim, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief priest, prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth and all thy army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Then he named them Persia, which is Iran, Ethiopia and Libya with them, all of them with shields and helmets. Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarter and all of his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, listen what it say, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and listen what it say, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. He said, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud. It's going to be so many of us. Thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Most High, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, now listen what he's going to say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars or gates, to take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish, and all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Have thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, and to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto God, thus saith the Most High Elohim, in that day when my people Israel dwelleth, oh, listen here, he said, dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from my place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days, I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O God, before their eyes. The Most High getting ready to show out. This thing is setting, these countries are aligning themselves now. And guess who started all of it? What's his name? The president that just left. He started all this. Trump, he set all this in motion. This is some serious stuff. And we watching it on the news right now, right before our eyes. And they coming together and building alliances with each other. I don't get no point.
You know, if you look at a map of the Middle East, you'll see how they carved it up so much. World War One, World War Two really carved it up, because it wasn't anything such as like Jordan didn't exist. Was it Iraq or Iran didn't exist? Saudi Arabia didn't exist. Those were called Arabia, and Russia is right over top of the whole Middle East.
That is incredible.
So it's just like they're coming back together.
They coming, he putting it back together. He getting ready to put Russia back together. They said that old Soviet Union, that Putin is trying to rebuild the old Soviet Union, and they put it, it's coming back together, sis, just like a glove.
Yeah, because looking at this map, the only thing that separates Russia from China is Mongolia.
Yeah.
If Mongolia wasn't there, it would be one big place. Then they broke it into Kurdistan and Uzbekistan, and all them ants are Muslim countries.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. That is incredible. And
we're seeing it right before our eyes.
That's what I was getting. You took the words right out of my. We watching it on the news. And that's when somebody asked me, remember they asked yesterday, when he said, I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes. He doing it. He doing it.
It's like every day you hear something new.
So is. And is that that is the God's honest truth. It sure is. That's why we can't talk about that. Listen, I know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I spent a lot of time in church. I was raised in Christianity. When I opened my eyes, I was probably christened in the church. I don't remember. But one thing we have to understand is everything that we learned in there was from a Gentile perspective. And we have to understand, all this we in the last days and the rapture getting ready to take place and Jesus getting ready to come and get us, and that is not how the story is written. And for those black people, all of the African American people who are descendants of the transatlantic slave trade, we are the children of Israel. The Most High is getting ready to remove us from these lands because we have served our sentence. And he has promised that he was the one that put us here. We just read that in Ezekiel 39, and he is the one that's going to deliver us. Do not get caught up in this rapture stuff like you going to heaven, because that is not what's getting ready to happen. Everything has to be put back in its right standing. This land was a desolate place at one time. Nobody lived on this land. And I know everybody sees the buildings and the planes flying and the cars and the trains and all of the stuff. And it's a vibrant empire and it's been built and we got Wall Street and we got, but guess what? So was Babylon at one time. And if you look at it now, it is a desolate place. It is. Babylon was such a magnificent empire. They said there was so much gold in Babylon, if the dust had gold in it. And Nebuchadnezzar never thought it would end. But it did, because the Most High said it was going to end. And no matter what this looks like, if the Most High said that this won't be, it won't be. And people get comfortable with it. They be like, oh, this will never end. You're crazy. Do you see how many systems we have going and how long we've been in existence? And this has been going and that has been going. If the Most High said it's not going to be, it's nothing you're going to be able to do to change that. Whew. Don't get comfortable. You better get in his word and see what his words say, because if his words said it, it's not going to come back void. It's not. It's not going to come back void. And eventually they said every man's going to go back to his own country. It's going to happen. Crucial. But the next thing to happen is the children of Israel going back to the land of Canaan. Now, whether we go to Jerusalem or not, that is left yet to be seen, which I doubt very seriously, but we are going back to the land of Canaan. We're going home. And they have read these stories and they've read these prophecies and these end time prophecies to make it fit the end of their reign and the end of the world, and that they are off. That is not what's going to happen next. It's about us. We got to go home. Everything is going to be set back in order. It is. Everybody's going to be set back in their own nation. It is. I mean, this is some serious stuff right here, you know. And we hold on, area code. I see you, area code 4. They doing it now. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Hallelujah. All praises. Hold on. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say you keep looking about Uzbekistan and all those different countries. In Jubilee, chapter 20, verse 11 to 13, it says, this is Abraham before he died.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you. You got to speak a little louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so this is in Jubilee, chapter 20, verses 11 through 13. It says, he gave Ishmael and the sons of Kirkuk, Abraham's second wife, gifts, and sent them away from Isaac, his son, and gave everything to Isaac, his son. This is the point I'm making. Ishmael and his sons and the sons of Kekuk and their sons went together and settled from Paran to the borders of Babylon in all the land that is toward the east, facing the desert. These mingled intermarried and each other, and their names became Arab and Ishmaelites.
Wow. Where is that? That's in Jubilee chapter 20?
Right, 11 through 13. So that's the
Hebrew
that's
here.
20.
Oh, 11 through 13. Okay, I got you.
Right, that's the Hebrew that's with God and Magog.
Yeah, it says, for you all who couldn't hear him, he says, and he gave to Ishmael and to his sons and to the sons of Keturah, that's Abraham's other wife, gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, and he gave everything to Isaac his son, and Ishmael and his sons, and the sons of Keturah and their sons went together and dwelled from Paran to the entering in of Babylon in all the land which is toward the east facing the desert. And they mingled with each other, and their names was called Arabs and Ishmaelites.
And you know, that's Sheba and Dedan. Keturah's,
yep.
Some of her sons were Sheba and Dedan. So they're going to come out and protect us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Until they turn against us. Until they turn against us. Yep. I mean, this is deep. I mean, real talk. When you start putting names to stuff, it's like, man. Oh, wait. That is critical, critical, critical. You know? I'm trying to find the scripture with Keturah's sons. They names, hold on, let me get them. Hold on, because them was the Midianites. Yep, that is it. Yep, Sheba is the grandson, and Dedan is the grandson. Yes, indeed, it sure does. It say Keturah bore Abraham 6 sons, Zimram, Jokshan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. And this is where First Chronicles also lists 7 of her grandsons. Hold on, let me pull that up because it's in the Chronicles. Let me get that scripture. Because, see, this is when they start talking about different names and stuff. They're just calling themselves under different names. That's all.
Absolutely.
Man, oh, man, Brother Donia, this stuff is deep. I mean...
I thought I mentioned that long time ago. This is a story, man, that, wow. You understand? You know, that's, you get a wow all the time. Wow.
All the time. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
This stuff is deep, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And these is Keturah's kids. These is Keturah's children. Now, these people are Hebrews, but they're not Israelites. Because they Abraham's descendants.
That is correct.
Yes, sir. This is some serious stuff. Woo! Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. That is incredible. That is incredible. Man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. I'm still looking. I'm still trying to find it in Chronicles. If anybody else can find it, please let me know. But these was her children. We're looking for Keturah's grandkids that were Keturah's grandsons in First Chronicles. Mm-mm. And when the Bible gives these names, these are the people who they're talking about. It says in First Chronicles, it's 7 grandsons. It's Sheba, Dedan, Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abada, and Eldah. Eldiah. Those is the grandsons. It's 7 of them. And these are the ones that is talked about in Ezekiel chapter 38. He, in verse 13, it says, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Are you messing with the children of Israel? Have thou gathered thy company to take a prey? You can ready to bother them people after he done brought them out of the land to carry away silver and gold and to take away cattle and goods and to take a spoil? They the ones who ask God that. That's why he said in 14, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto God, thus saith the Most High Elohim, in that day when my people is of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? He said, you think you finna bother them and you ain't gonna know them as my people? Listen, y'all.
Hallelujah.
We ought to be shocked every time we hear this, like, oh, my goodness. Man. Yes, indeed. So that's it. Those is them is Keturah's kids. Them is Keturah's grandkids that said that. Yes, indeed. Some powerful stuff. This is what we got to look forward to. This is who we got to look forward to. This is what's happening. right now, today.
Absolutely.
Shoot, you know, and you be like, I'm ready to go. It's like, man, this is, you know, until they creep up on you. Because somebody somewhere is getting something set up. We don't have all the details and the particulars because he told you to just gather yourself and believe, but somebody somewhere is setting something up.
Absolutely.
Jesus. Brother Donia, we're gonna be sitting in the land of Canaan saying, do you remember when we used to have that apartment and we used to watch TV on the couch?
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
That's true. Absolutely. You gotta tell it to the children so that they won't repeat our doings.
Yeah. Ooh, man, oh, man. Anybody have any questions? If you want to even make a comment, please feel free to push one. These are the things that we have a right to get excited about. You know, we've been downtrodden so long, you know, that people just don't see anything. Well, what's the use? What's the good? It's a whole lot of good in it.
Absolutely. You got a generation that comes behind you. You know,
yeah.
You got to make it better for them and more understanding, too.
Absolutely.
That's the reason that I have, you understand, that we must tell it, man, whether they hear or forbear.
And they tell, all y'all do is say the same thing. Yep, we're going to say it over and over and over again until it resonates in your brain. We're going to say it over and over and over again until we counteract that whole rapture theory. We're going to keep saying it over and over and over and over again until you realize that the second exodus is the next thing to happen. And not because we say it, but because the Most High said it.
That is correct.
So you get it.
We got.
Hold on. Erico 719, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Good day, sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just have a question. Jeremiah 3:18, in those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We know that that's North America. And
mm-hmm.
Ezekiel 38:14, mm-hmm. therefore prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog, thus saith the Most High, will thou not arise in that day when my people Israel are dwelling securely and come out of thy place from the farthest north and many nations with thee? Now, if my question is, if we are coming out of the land of the north, North America,
mm-hmm.
Gog is coming from scripture. It says that he's coming from the farthest north. To me, that doesn't line up with Russia.
Russia is north. It was north from, Russia is the northern part from Israel. So we're talking about Gog, and if Gog is Russia, that has to be Gog. Who do you think Gog is?
Well, no, that was just my question.
No,
I don't know.
You don't? Okay. Because Gog has to be Russia, and Magog is China, according to what I've learned. Now, I could be wrong, but if we're coming from the North countries, because he said the North part, so if we're coming from the North countries, and we're coming out of all the countries where we have been scattered, and then we're going back to the land of Canaan, so whoever's coming, they're coming from the northern part, and that has to be Russia if that's Gog. Because we're going to be in the land of Canaan, right? That's our land.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what was given to us.
Yes, thank you. You just answered it.
Okay. Good. I'm glad. I'm like, man, you know, I mean, that's what I learned. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, you know, that's what I was taught, that Gog and Magog was Russia, and we have to use the land of Canaan as the focal point because that's where we're going back to.
Oh, that makes sense. Thank you, sir.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the biggest thing is that If we have to understand that this land, America can't be the focal point. It has to be the land of Canaan. That's where we're going. And they say,
well, see, you know, Sister Yaina, you know, a lot of people don't want to, see, they've been taught in a certain manner to believe a certain thing, you understand, and so they're never going to see the truth. They're not going to see it, not unless they're looking for it. But when, you know, certain people have been taught in a certain manner that they're not going to change. They're not even going to hear what you're saying, you understand. So I think you're beating the dead horse.
Well, you know, I think that the biggest thing is that we like to focus on America. And like you said, America was designed for our punishment. But when you
that
read
that is absolutely correct.
He said he's bringing us out of those countries, and he's taking us back to our land where we will be dwelling safely. So the land that we were given was the land of Canaan.
That is correct.
I mean, it is. I mean, you know, that's where we're supposed to be going.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. Now, remember now what we said, what is written is that the Almighty is going to bring us from all nations. He's not going to bring the nation itself. You understand? When he said something about the northern nations is going to come and this and that and the other, and it's not talking about that. It's talking about the Hebrews that's in that nation is coming out of there.
Yeah, right. Absolutely, absolutely. No question about that. I mean, 100%.
I don't want him to make no mistake in thinking that he's talking about those European nations. They're not talking about that. He's talking about the ones that were scattered abroad throughout the four corners of the earth. That's the people that they talk about.
Right, right, right. And the scripture says that. The scripture definitely says that. It said, my people Israel. So, I mean, you know, and we know that the people that are Israel are still in captivity. Still.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And we're still away from our land. We are not living in the land that was given unto us. We're still scattered. I mean, we just are still scattered. You know, so I think that, you know, like I said, everybody's listening, everybody's studying, because the more we study, the more we realize that the things that we have been taught early on is missing it by this very important component, is that the children of Israel are not yet in their land.
Absolutely.
And this has to, and Canaan has to be the focal point, not America. Because everybody wants to still make America important. And there's no way that America will be a superpower. And then for the one world government to set itself up like it was and to be over everything, you can't have a superpower and a one world government. Something has to go. Just saying. I'm just saying. You know, something has to go. And that's how we have to look at it in terms of what happens next. But all of the scriptures that we read is talking about these nations that are already named and where they are. And these are the nations that are north of the north part of Israel, of the land of Canaan.
Absolutely.
You know? Because like she said, they cut up the land on purpose to make it seem different, but before this, it was no Middle East.
Oh, you're absolutely correct.
You know, man, this story is incredible.
That's
you know?
Crazy.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's like, man. You know, and you know, it's like I said, you know, we served our sentence. We were afflicted. A lot of people say, oh, that was Egypt. No, he just clearly stated in Ezekiel that it was not Egypt. You know, and in Jeremiah, it was not Egypt that he's talking about. He is talking about the captivity that we're in right now.
Absolutely.
That is what the Most High is talking about. I think we
read
that in Jeremiah.
Read Deuteronomy 28, it'll explain to you who those people are. No other nation can fit that at all.
Yeah, Jeremiah 16 and 14, it very well says that we're not talking about Egypt. He says, therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High, that it shall no more be said, the Most High liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Canaan. He said, out of the land of Egypt. Because we're not going to be talking about that anymore. That was then. He said, but the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands, whether he has driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. And that is clearly the land of Canaan, because that is the land that he gave unto Abraham.
That is correct.
That's our land. You know, and that's why when we did the 400 years and we were in Washington, D.C., that couple said, what is it that you all want? We said, we want to go home. And he chuckled and said, well, you can't go to Jerusalem because people, I said, we don't have to go to Jerusalem to go back to the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan is huge.
Yes, it is.
But wherever we go, it's going to be a land that has been brought back by war. In Ezekiel, it said they're going back to the land that was bought back by the sword. So that means war is going to ensue, and this land is going to be cleared off so that we can go back to it. Now, I mean, that's how I take it. I mean, if somebody else has some way of looking at it, I mean, you know, tell me, because I'm all for it. That's what it says.
I don't think you'll get many people rebutting that, man. That's what you're saying is right. Absolutely.
Come on, family. I have a question now, Sister Yaina and my big brother. Y'all some of the most intelligent people I ever met, so I got a question. If we're going back to the Middle East, where is the Middle North, the Middle West, and the Middle South?
I don't even look at it like the Middle East. I just say we going back to the land of Canaan. Because, I mean, the way they have
everybody keeps thinking that we're going to the Middle East. That's all they talk about is the Middle East. And they don't realize there's no such thing as the Middle East.
That is correct. Well, see, we got to go back to where the Almighty said we're going back to. You understand? That Middle East and all of that stuff, those man-made names, you understand? That land is boundaried off, and back, you know, certain areas is our land, period. You understand? And so that's where we're going back unto, our land that the Almighty gave to our forefathers. You understand?
What it said.
No matter what they call it today.
That's what it said.
And if you stood in Jerusalem and looked north, you would see Russia over top of you.
Absolutely. Okay. No question about it. That's what it say. They coming from the north part. They going to come in. And they going to come in to make war. They going to come in to guard first. And then he going to put an evil thought in their mind to come up against us. And that's when Sheba and Dedan going to ask the question, are you really getting ready to mess with them people? You really getting ready to mess with them people after he done brought them people back? Can you imagine what it's going to be like if none will be left? How many of us is going to be on that piece of land? I mean, think about how many of us in Brazil. That's where the largest part of us went.
I think that we have about 50 million people in Brazil.
Can you imagine how many people? I don't know how he's going to do this. I try not to rack my brain about it because it's too much for me to think about. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't even know. All I know is he said it, and we have to believe it because that's what he said. He said his word will not come back void.
Absolutely. You know, all we have to do is look in the rearview mirror, you know, at what had happened yesterday and this is what I do. I kind of see what the events that had happened in that day, you understand, that's in comparison to what's going to happen. And so I kind of put a picture together in my mind, you understand. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how the Almighty going to do this thing, you understand. This is his baby, you understand. All I know is that he said he's going to save Israel out of it.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
And I'm praying that I'm one that he's going to save out of it. So far, so good.
Guess what? If you alive and you breathing, he said none will be left behind. He said none will be left there. So you coming, irregardless to the state of mind you're in, irregardless to if the Most High said none will be left, he mean none. When he said none, he mean none. So that means Shaquita and Ray Ray and Pookie and them and all the, everybody coming. All the gangsters is coming and the dope dealers is coming. He can Ray bring all of us out of this. And guess what? When it ain't no more drugs to sell, and it ain't no more cars to drive, you know, and you got to leave all this stuff behind, your thinking going to have to change. It's, you ain't going to have no choice. Because it ain't going to be that. You know, whenever there ain't no weed to buy, you ain't going to have no choice. You're going to take that mess out your hair, and you're going to have your natural hair because it ain't going to be none of that. It's like, you know, that's like taking snatching a person from being addicted to crack cocaine and just throwing them in a place where it just ain't no more. You're going to go through some DTs and withdrawals.
But they got to come to that analysis on their own because you and I can't tell them. You understand?
No,
they ain't going
to
they have to realize, you understand, for themselves, actually, that stuff is detrimental to their thinking, their mind thinking, and how they bring up their children.
Yeah, that brother Donia, they ain't gonna have no choice because it ain't gonna be there. When he take us away from here, it ain't gonna be none of that. Like I said, like the 400 years crept up on us, and we talked about it, and we talked about it, and we talked about it, and nobody was listening. And then all of a sudden, it picked up steam, and we talked about it. And then all of a sudden, President Trump signed it into law, and then everybody started talking about it. I mean, everybody started talking about it then. And then it came up on us one day, just out of the blue, out of nowhere. Before you knew it, we was there. It's going to be the same way when we get ready to leave. So whether or not they accept it and whether or not they want to agree with it, you still leaving. And whatever state you're in, you're still leaving. And you're going to be snatched away from this environment and all of this stuff that you deem important. And you're going to be in a culture shock because you won't be able to do it no more. Can you imagine? I mean, it's almost like the same way we was in Africa and we was in Judah land or wherever we were at, and we was living our normal lives and everything was going wonderful and we had a routine. And then all of a sudden, here come the Gentile and snatches us away from everything, and we was in a shock like, wait a minute, where are we going? And put chains on our hands and chained our necks and chained our mouth and put us on a ship and sent us to another land. It was a culture shock. It's going to be the same way.
I'm telling you, we suffer from that today. You understand? Post-traumatic slave syndrome.
Going to be the same way. All the stuff they used to, the rap music and the this and the that and the certain clothes and carrying certain purses and the dollar, all of you going to leave it all behind. You ain't going to bring nothing with you. Ain't going to be no Van Loonin trucks dropping no clothes off and no houses off. It ain't, you're going to leave it all behind and you're going to go back to the people that he wanted you to be in the first place. And that's when your mind going to change. It said right before your eyes. You're going to go right back to where you was. That's what's going to happen. If he said none will be left there, that's crucial. That's what me and Malcolm was talking about today, like none will be left there. So what's going to happen to the people that are engaged in relationships with people of the other? Are they just going to be snatched from the relationship and they're going to be gone? When he said none will be left there, it is Israel that he's delivering from this place.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's some serious stuff. And then all those refugees and all those people that are coming over here will just move into the stuff that we already have. It's crucial. But this is what
the up from the blow-up system.
This is what the most said. He said, "None will be left.
They ain't gonna have no alternative than to come out of these places where the Western culture is. Because it's gonna be tore all up, man. They get ready to go to war amongst themselves. It ain't gonna be too long after that. You understand that we get out of here. You see how fast this time is going by. You understand? We get ready to go into 2022."
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I mean, that is some serious stuff when you start to understand that, you know? BET and all that other stuff and all that stuff will be over. And we've been worrying about our family. Well, I hope my family make it. They don't have no choice. And you said none will be left.
Well, you know, because this place is going to be all tore up and everything, they're going to be so happy to get out of here.
Man.
Only a fool could stay.
Don't look like you're going to have a choice. When he say ain't none going to be left, that means you coming whether you want to or not. And it's like, man. I don't know, but he said, "Israel, my people, Israel shall dwell safely."
That is correct.
That's crucial. But that's the next thing to happen, and that's what we're waiting on to see how he's going to do it, because if you start trying to figure out when and how he's going to do it, you're racking your brain because you're just watching the news and watching this stuff unfold right before your eyes. It's going right before your eyes, and you're like, man.
Right before your eyes. I'm going to unfold this here right before your eyes.
Yes.
And we're watching it. We're watching it day to day on the news. That we can see it's happening in other places.
Sure we is.
When I heard that or read that in the scriptures, just then that he was going to do this right before our eyes, I immediately thought of the TV and the monitor and how we can connect throughout all the whole world. You understand? So we can see under all this stuff that's going down. It's not hearsay. Mm-hmm. It didn't come by Pony Express.
Yeah. He's showing it to you.
Yeah.
And you know how he's doing it? He's putting it in the hearts of men to perform certain tasks in order to make sure that his word does not come back void. And they think they're doing it themselves.
That is correct.
Like I said, we were snatched from Africa, from Judah land, or wherever it was that we came. They snatched us. The Europeans came and got us by order of the Most High's word. And they put us on ships and brought us over here by order of the Most High's word. And when we got here, we couldn't believe that we were in this shape because there was no advance warning. There was no warning, brother. Don't even nobody said, okay, ready, get set, go. On August the 20th of 19, they getting ready to come and get the children of Israel from the land of Judah. Nobody said that. It was no advance warning.
Man, that's shocking. Understand? I'm telling you that we still suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome today. We ain't had no guy come to your house and let you, well, listen, we're going to see why this is happening with you. Hey, we ain't have all of that. We ain't have no kind of counseling or nothing. We had to figure this out ourselves.
Yeah.
Understand? All the little slave stuff that they put on us in slavery, man,
And guess what the thing is now? The same way they did it to bring us in, I believe it's going to be done the same way to bring us out. Even though we've been talking about it, and we can kind of prepare ourselves mentally like we know it's going to happen. But for everybody else that's kind of sitting on the side, to me, nah, we ain't going nowhere, man. I ain't going to go nowhere. I'm staying right. You ain't going to have no choice. He said none would be left. That's going to be very interesting, I'm telling you. And it's going to be for the better, but, you know, some people don't like change, and it's like it's going to be a drastic change. It's going to be a change. I don't know what, I don't even know if we're going to need cell phones. I don't even know if they're going to come. You know?
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to be that they're going to, I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't even want to try to guess because I done went through that. I done burnt my mind out trying to figure out, okay, well, how are you going to move all them people at one time? How are all those people going to be moved? Every one of us, every African-American person in the United States and all of the transatlantic slave trade all over the world, that's a lot of people.
It's a process,
But we can do things that man can't do.
We got to start. It's going to be a process. You understand? It's not going to happen all at one time. You understand? It's going to develop on its own. You understand?
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, it's not going to be, you know, we ain't got, but I say 2024, that all of this, we're going to see some real, we get a bigger understanding by in that year than we do now. You understand? So it's just going to have to develop. It's going to be a development, man. You understand? We may recognize it. You understand? Or we may be able to equate it with something that happened in the past that's making. Oh, you know, that's why. So it's so complicated, and this is the almighty production.
Yes, absolutely. And you're like, man, that's going
to... Like everything else, be helping along. You understand? You know, magnify and manifest.
Yes, he is. You better believe it. I mean, that is serious business. Good gracious.
I really don't think that the Almighty wants us to know, you understand, about any kind of magical, mystical stuff in these days and times because... We not fully enlightened on our the powers that we really have.
That's true. That is very true. So, I mean, I agree with you on that one. Now, that's something else that is powerful right there. It's like, gee, you know, that's a lot. All I can tell you is, it's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. And then we're going to just be all of a sudden removed from our lands and then transported back to the land of Canaan. That's a lot of people.
Well, if you read in that book, it also says, talks about how Gabriel or one of the Almighty's archangels is going to come get us from the clefts of the rock, you understand, mm-hmm. and from the bull rushes by the stream, you understand? So, you understand, that's the message, you understand, of him coming.
Yeah. Yeah,
Michael,
so, I mean,
Mikael, or, I mean, I don't know which one is archangel.
It's supposed to be Mikael. Michael is supposed to be the one that's going to come, you know, because he's going to come and escort us out. I mean, you know, just like it was an angel in the cloud when they escorted the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Under Michael's rule, he might have other angels working under him that he could send out.
That's true.
We don't know the ramifications of that. At least I don't.
That's true. That's why he said, gone are the days when you talk about what I did when I brought y'all out of Egypt. They going to really be talking about what I did when I do when I bring you this time. So, I mean, he going to show out. Like, I mean, you know, it's like, man.
so when you don't know how it's going to be done, we got to leave it in the hands of the Almighty. Let him do it.
Have no choice.
He said it. It's never come back void.
No. And my sister's like, she told me, do I need a passport? I said, no, when he leaves, this is a one-way trip. You ain't coming back.
Absolutely.
You ain't coming back. You'll never see this place again. This is the last time. When you look at this place, when you do finally take a look, that'll be the last time you see this. You'll never be back here again. That's critical. I mean, seriously.
Might as well try to leave those memories back here, too.
Ain't that it? That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. You will never see this place no more. And you're going to a land that's foreign to you, but everybody that I know that say they go there, they said no matter where, even if it's your first time, you know you this is home and where you're supposed to be.
Okay. Heard that too.
People that even have even gone to Jerusalem on tours, they said, Yaina, when my feet touched, I knew I was home. I don't know how I can tell you that, but I knew this is my home and this is where I was supposed to be. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, what other nation of people can talk about this stuff like this? Who else on the planet can have this kind of a testimony?
They can't have that testimony. Even them guys that call themselves Jews that's in the land now, they don't have any concept of this. They got a made-up view. You understand?
Goodness gracious of mercy. Woo! I'm telling you all, everybody, this is amazing. This is one of the greatest stories that has ever been told. You know, it's just when he really begins to open these scriptures up to your eyes, they take on a whole new life, you know, and this is one of the greatest stories that has ever been told, in my opinion.
I agree.
Incredible. That our Elohim is coming. He said, I put you there and I'm going to be the one to deliver you. I made it happen. That's what I told a lady in Washington, D.C. She was shocked. She said, what? I said, we have served our 400 years. I said, so 400 years ago, your ancestors came and got my ancestors and brought us here into slavery. And that wasn't your doing. That was the Most High putting that into your mind so that his word would be fulfilled.
That is correct. I agree
and
with
we
that.
Have served you for 400, we've been afflicted here for 400 years. I said, and today it's over. You would have thought she seen a ghost. That lady eyeballs got so big. You know, that's when you had that aha moment like, oh, shoot. You know, like when you think things are just normal, nothing happens by chance. This is the Most High story. He wrote it, he produced it, and he directed it. And everybody has a part to play. There's some powerful stuff. Woo!
I agree.
This is some powerful stuff right here.
Yes, once you get into this book, you can't put it down. You
can't put it down.
Especially, you know, when being explained to you. You look for the next happening. How's he going to explain? How's he going to explain?
You understand? Yes, indeed.
And then as you start growing, you understand, you can make some assumptions on your own.
Yes.
But then you have had some experience of understanding.
Yes. What a wonderful story it is. We upset him. We turned our back on him. We betrayed him. But he didn't make an end to us. He told us we was going to suffer, and boy, have we suffered. You know, we have learned a lesson that only a God could have put us in a position to learn this lesson. You know, when you think he opened up your eyes and showed you, you're not free at all. I put you under this captivity so that you would know that you hurt my feelings and you disobeyed me. I warned you and told you over and over again not to do it, and you did it anyway. I'm going to let this continue so bad till it's coming out your nose. You're going to get so sick of sin and transgression and iniquity until it's coming out your ears and out your nose. And when you get to that point, you and your children are going to bend your knee and ask for deliverance and ask for forgiveness. Man, oh man, you think we ain't there already?
Okay.
I know I am. I have had enough. It's like, no, you can't watch TV. You can't do nothing. It's just mess everywhere you look.
I'm telling you. What you think?
I'm serious, brother. I am serious. You just be sitting here like, okay, what am I going to do now? All the things that we were taught that was wrong is now right, and all the stuff that's right that we were taught was right is now weird to everybody else. And you just gotta watch all this foolishness go on, and it's like I don't want to do this. I don't even want my kids to see this stuff.
That is correct. Heartbreaking, ain't it?
Jeez. It is. And you just sit there in total disgust like, okay, what's next?
Well, see, you know, I have gotten comfortable knowing that the Almighty's going to come get me out of this mess. And I just try to finagle and maneuver around wickedness and evil. You understand? And try to say to myself, we got to try to do that. And I ask the Almighty all the time have my life and my children's life and my family members and friends. You understand? So that's all I can do. You understand? And watch this stuff unfold. You understand? So it doesn't bother me. It bothers me, of course. Just the other week, man, a four years old girl was kidnapped and they found her dead. Yeah, so those kind of things, they break my heart in two. You understand? But I got to stay still, you know, don't let it get the best of me.
Yeah,
I trust the Almighty. That's all I can do. That's know that he's coming to get us. We just got to wait on
him. And that means if he said none will be left, do you know that means every prisoner, every old person, every child, every adult, he said none would be left. That's incredible. I don't know, maybe. You know, I'm just thinking of, I whack my brain trying to figure out, that's a lot of people, but Yah is a big God. He's a big Elohim. He do what he want to do. He can make it happen in the flicker of a moment if he wanted to be that way. You know, but I'm always repenting and asking him to have mercy on me, to cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness, my indiscretions, my iniquities, and forgive me for all of the things that I have done that was not according to his word. I really do. I do it all the time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all we got, man. That's all we got is to ask for forgiveness. Repent. Test you why. Brother Emmanuel used to say that. Test you why.
Yes. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. And I'm going to occupy until he comes. That's what he told us to do. He said, occupy until I come.
Okay.
Don't be idle, because every idle word and indeed is going to be judged. Don't be idle. So keep busy. That's why we keep the radio shows going. We keep the Bible classes going. We got the YouTube channels going. We try to occupy ourselves all week with something pertaining to Yah.
Hallelujah.
We do. You know. Because if you don't, before you know it, somebody be done talked you into going somewhere you don't really want to be. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to do that. Well, come on, let's go over here. No, I really don't want to do that either. You boring. Well, I'm just going to be boring then, because I don't want to be bothered with all the stuff. I don't want to do it. No. So, I mean, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey, but we're going to get through it. Hold on. Area code 214, your mic is open when you're on the air.
Thank you. I had two quick thoughts. One was about how we might get out of here, and I was thinking just as in Egypt, when the angels let us out, that we probably will be let out by angels. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're all not, we keep thinking, at least for me, it's been presented often that we're going to be leaving by boat. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's some kind of supernatural extraction that we have getting out of here. That was the first thing. And then secondly, when Brother Donias mentioned the little girl who had been kidnapped, and you had said previously that no one would be left behind, I'm wondering if that doesn't extend to those people who are also deceased, just like that little girl and some of the others.
I didn't want to touch that, but he said none would be left. He said none would be left.
When he said, do not leave my bones here.
Yes,
and
hallelujah.
So I'm thinking, you know, everybody, whether you're in the flesh or not.
I was born there, but I said, let me stay. Because guess what? None means none.
Yeah, I would think
none
because we have the precedent. When we speak about the scriptures, because that's what Joseph, he said, do not leave my bones here. I believe Moses, did Moses say that as well?
The Most High buried Moshe in Mount Sinai himself. He's the one buried Moshe. But, you know, when it came to Joseph told him, when y'all leave, don't leave my bones and take me back to where we take me back to Canaan.
I seem to remember two people. I can't remember who the second person is who made that request to not be left in the land of their captivity.
And Jacob, remember, we read the story about Jacob. When Jacob died, they took him up
Jacob,
out of
right.
Egypt.
Right, you're right.
Jacob. When Jacob died, they took him up out of Egypt and buried him in Machpelah, in the cave of Machpelah.
The bones of Moses.
Say that again, Brother Leonard.
He said the angel hid the bones of Moses so nobody could get them.
At this point, hey, I don't know, but I mean, you know, it's everything possible at this point. But he said none would be left here. So it's a possibility, sis. I mean, that's above my pay grade. I try not to mess with that. Because I really would be, if my mind would be boggled, like, oh, my goodness. You know, just to say the living. I mean, I just dealing with the living. Do you know how many black men is in prison? Do you know how many of us is in the penal institution? Do you know how many old people is in the nursing homes? Kids in foster care, all kinds of stuff. I mean, a big feat. Yeah. Only y'all could do something like that.
Well, you know it's going to be on a grander scale, so the Almighty's going to have to do something miraculous.
Yes.
Remember the time when we was in when the Babylonian captivity and Nehemiah and what's his name? Ezra and Nehemiah.
Ezra, yeah.
They got out 42,000 people. A lot of stayed in that Babylonian captivity. But that's on a smaller scale. The Almighty was able to manipulate, see what they had to go through to get that done. So, the Almighty is powerful within his infinite wisdom. You understand?
Yes, he is.
You understand? To bring us back from the four corners of the earth, supersede anything that, there was only like in Goshen about 600,000 in Goshen. And they didn't come all, and they all didn't come out neither. Man, but the Almighty gonna have to do a miraculous thing, man. You understand?
He planning on it. He planning on that. Hold on, area code 470. Your mic is open. You're on the air. 470. Your mic is open. We can't hear you. Okay, I'm going to mute you back. But yeah, he planning on doing something else. He planning on showing out. That's why he said that.
When he made that proclamation about how he brought us up out of Egypt, that's not even going to be thought of, man, because he's going to do something miraculous this time. So Egypt will be further back down in the line, you understand, of remembrance. We're going to remember this, you understand, and all the nations will know that he is the true and living Elohim.
Yes, he is. Area code 330, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just wanted to ask you, what did you think about the Afghanistan problem? Because the Russia was there for 20 years. Now the United States has been there 20 years, and they're trying to pull out, and none of them could solve the problem.
Okay.
Well, brother,
let me try to answer some of that. I might be wrong. You understand? Is that problem is never going to be solved. They was fighting 2,000 years before anybody got involved, Russia or any one of them guys, because they have a vendetta between the two tribes, Sunni and Shiite. They don't even mention them no more. That's the thing there. But as far as America getting involved or how the situation is unfolding, you understand? I think they did the wrong thing by bringing out all them people at one time like they doing now. You understand? They should have stayed there, got their people out, and then bring out the people. Because already in a conflict, they was already in a conflict with the Taliban. So you know, and then that, you know, that's just, they ain't gonna never get out of that situation at all.
Well, can I say one more thing, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here is the problem over there. It's not that they pulled out early, but the former president, he made a deal with the enemy. And he said, hey, we're going to pull out at this time, but he didn't include the Afghanistan army that we were supporting. So the next administration that just came in, they had to abide by what he made a deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you had those women and children over there that you were supposed to pull out of there, and you didn't wait till wintertime because the Taliban doesn't like fighting in the wintertime. You just started pulling people out, and now you're losing military because you hold on to an airport. And they're not letting people come through. So I just don't get that. I just don't get it. But, you know, that's what they do. So, unfortunately, America or Russia couldn't solve the problem. But let me just tell you this. So there is precious material metal buried in that country. And that's what everybody is trying to get to. But you have to have peace there to get to it. Because they could be very rich, too, because the material that's buried in the ground is what everybody's after. But nobody can get it because they're always at war. So I just wanted to know what you thought about that, too. Thanks, I'll listen.
All right.
Can I come in on that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so earlier I had read about Cook and her sons, they became Arabs. Well, he told Hagar, your children gonna be wild men. Every man hand gonna be against them. You ain't gonna be against every man hand. That's Afghanistan all day long.
Oh yeah. And they are wild, and they are. She sure did. Boy, that Bible don't lie. I'm telling It's like, Jesus. You know? I mean, it's so to the point where the men is crying and the women is crying because they don't want to be there. You know, they're like, you don't understand what it's going to be like when they take over. At the point where people were hanging off the plane while the plane was in the air, trying to get out of there. I've never seen anything like that. You know?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I have a question. Is Afghanistan part of the land that's being taken back, to be taken back by the sword?
That's a good question. I'll have to look at the map and see how the Canaan, what the land that Canaan covers. But wherever it is, it's going to be brought back by war. I really don't think it'll be that area. I really don't. I think that, in my opinion, that is just the nations realigning themselves and coming back to their original status, to where they were. I don't think Afghanistan is a place, is a part of the land of Canaan. I'll have to research that and see, but I don't think we'll go back there. I just think that they're realigning themselves back to the way it was, you know.
You can't forget that redhead giant came out of that cave over there, though.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. That giant did come out of that cave. He was right. He just sure did. But when you look at a map of the land of Canaan, I mean, you know, and how many countries it covers, you know, it's huge. It is huge. So I don't know. But wherever it is and how far we go, how much of it we're going to need when we come back, it's going to be massive because it's going to be people all over the place, you know. And everybody talking about Jerusalem is in Utah. It's like, well, you stay here and you go to Utah then because we going back home. You stay here and go to Utah because we going home. This is it for us. This is the place we will not see again. Yeah, you know, they said Jerusalem is in Utah. Well, you go to Utah then, that's where you're going to be going. But we're not. We know we came over here on boats. Now, how we came over here from Utah to where we are, that don't even make sense. But if that's what you want to believe, have at it. You know? It's tough. I mean, you know, it's very interesting, sis. I mean, you know, we really began to look. I don't know. I'm going to have to check into that. But I don't really think it is. That's just like Brother Leonard said, that's Ishmael them. And they had their own inheritance. And that's their land where they are and the Arabs and where they are. So, you know, that's, but they're Hebrews, but they're not Israelites.
That is correct.
I don't know. To be able to understand that. But, yeah. Crucial. So a lot going on. But all we can do is watch. There's nothing else we can do. We can't do anything. We can't. Well, all we can do is watch and wait. But he said, occupy till I come.
I just keep wondering if we'll be off planet, because I know that land that is supposed to be taken back by the sword, it's also supposed to bloom and be beautiful. And those areas are just not pretty. And so something is going to have to happen. It has to be cleared. It has to be rejuvenated. And we have to be similar while that's happening. Because this place was supposed to watch the judgment. So the question is this place going to last so long that all of that's going to transpire? But if that's the case, then when does it occur when it says, if you thought what I did in Egypt was something, when I take you out of the land? So I was just thinking in my mind, we go somewhere, the land is cleared, it's rejuvenated, and we come back. And I think it's supernatural. That's just my thought.
It don't take long for the Most High to speak the word and tell the flowers to blossom. You know what I'm saying? It don't take long for him to speak the word and water begins to flow in a place where there wasn't any. All he has to do is speak the the word. He made the planet. So it ain't going to take no years and years and years for it to happen. It'll start happening when he speaks it.
Almighty said, is his arms too short?
Right.
Well, that we know he's not. He's not. He's capable of all things.
Right.
So
he's going to do what he said he's going to do, period. And nobody's going to stop him. So that our thing is, like I said, to occupy till he comes, because we can't do anything but watch. We watching him. We sitting on the sidelines watching prophecy fulfill itself. And in shock, in total awe, like, wow. You know.
Next week you'll be saying another, wow.
Sure will. And then one day we're going to be sitting on the boat, or we're going to be in the plane, or we're going to be in the craft, and we're going to be like, wow. For real. That's all you can say is wow. Because we have no control over none of it. It's like, wow. This is incredible. And you still had that wow.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Do anyone else have any questions or comments before we dismiss for the evening? We coming up on the end of our show. I have enjoyed myself as usual. I mean, we can't talk about this stuff enough, because mentally we got to get ready for this transition. And everybody says that they're ready, but we'll see. I mean, you know, because this is going to be a major change. Like I said, ready or not, there'll be no advance warning. When it's time for the memo to come open, you know, he's going to use whoever he's going to use, and it's going to be done, and we're going to be leaving up out of here. And like I said, maybe those people will move into the places where we already have built and assume where we live in already. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't really care at that point. I just want to make sure I'm home. And my children, he said none will be left. So that's Ezekiel 39. None will be left. That's what we have to go by, and that's what we believe. And we just get prepared, because we're going to, the all of our struggle is going to be over until they decide to come up against us. And then when they do, that's when he's going to come back and show out. Oh. It doesn't say how long before it happens. Nobody knows.
Saw the video of the ship is in the harbor.
Say that again.
It's a video that I think you ought to watch. It's called The Ship is in the Harbor.
Okay.
Yeah, the ship is in the harbor.
I definitely will. I'm excited, though. I'm really excited. It's like, let's go. You know, and every day that we here, we get a chance to tell our family members what's getting ready to happen. We leaving here. You know, and it's like, where are we going? Home. This is not our home. We going home. And that's what he said. That's exciting. You know, they look kind of confused, and they look a little puzzled, but it's like, what can be, anything can be better than the hood. Let's go home. Time to go. All right, anybody else want to say something before we dismiss for the night? I appreciate everybody coming on. I think Brother Yerushalayim is on. Would you like to give information about the men's call on Tuesday, please?
God, yes, ma'am. Men's call is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Phone number for the call is 720-820-1215, and no access code is needed.
All right. Now, don't forget, our number to our classes on the Sabbath will be changing on September the 15th. They are giving you a new number when you call in. You can use that number now. It is working, you know, so we will be changing the phone number on all of our Yehuda Project YouTube podcasts that we have up there. We're going to be putting the new number that we have will be on there. We'll be editing all of those. We also have a women's call on Tuesday night as well, and it's 712 770-4066, 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154-102-POUND, 154-102-POUND. I have enjoyed the show. I am excited about the outcome. I am excited about meeting my Elohim, and I am excited about going home to our land that was given to our forefathers. And on that note, Brother Donal, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I just want to let everybody know to keep doing what you're doing and praying and asking Almighty to save your family out of this mess that we're in. And he'll come get us. I have no doubt in my mind. Hallelujah.
All right, Eric 228, would you like to say something? Before we dismiss? All right, area code, Brother Leonard, would you like to say something? All right, area code 228, would you like to say something?
Yes. I just pray for us all, and I hope that we have a nice, y'all have a nice evening, and be safe. And just continue to pray. Like this guy in the city, we're on our way home.
All right. Area code 214, would you like to say something?
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I find this very encouraging, and I am so ready to leave. Yes.
All right. 330. 330. All right, area code 719, would you like to say something before we dismiss? All right, if not, guess what, everybody? We want you to have a wonderful rest of your week. Keep us in your prayers as we will be praying for you. And guess what, people? Let us get ready mentally and our minds to get ready to go back home, because this is not our land. And on that note, shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, everybody. Good night.
Shalom. Shalom.